Zog die Gemorre, daf chof zayin nummer alef, the last line of the Gemorre. V'reb Yirmi yehiche obed hochi. We just had the last Gemorre that Reb Yirmi yeh davened behind his Rebbe, l'choyer de Rav. And we learned from the three things. The mispal odom shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, he davened early, mibo'od yoim, after plaga mincha. Mispal talmud l'choyer Rav, he was a talmud. And shmamina osa lava connect am mispalim, because Reb Yirmi did not want to take, Rav did not want to take three steps back because Reb Yirmi was behind him. Interesting to note, Rabbi Kiveig over here is mitzayin that he davened lachoyer the Rav. Zok the Kiveiga tefila shel choil. That means that he davened behind Rav a tefila shel choil. Kiveiga lachoyer is being mitzayin. The vos epis Rabbi Yirmi had that long shmona esrei, and Rav his Rebbe finished so much earlier that he had to wait to take three steps back. The teretz is because Rav was taka mispalel shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, like the Gemara says, Shema mino mispalel odom shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmi was davening a tefillah shel choil, so it's taka longer, and that's why taka had to wait for him. Otherwise, it's taka kiveges by warning. Otherwise, a Talmud would not have a longer Shemana Esrei than his Rebbe. That's not the norm. So this was taka the reason why taka had to he had to wait for him, so to speak, and he wasn't ready, he couldn't take three steps back, because his Talmud was still davening, because he had a tefillah shel choil. Al kaponim, zok di gemara, Rabbi Yirmi yecha oved hachi, how did Rabbi Yirmi daven behind his Rebbe? Va'omer avido amer av, lo'oilom al yispal odom, daf chav zayin amet beiz, lo'i keneged rabbi. A person not allowed to daven keneged rabbi, zok drashi, eitzel rabbi. On the same row as his Rebbe. So to speak, they're equal. Umara atzma kilo em shovim. Both on the mizrach next to him. V'lo yachoyre rabbi. Or right behind him, within his dalal amas. Why can't you daven achoyre? Zog drashi. Yurahu. It's gaiva. Toys brings another pshat. V'yesh mefarash shenira kemishtachve l'rabbi. It looks like you're bowing down to his Rebbe. You hold him so, your mom is bowing down to him within dalal amas. That's why you shouldn't daven right behind him. Other rishonim say, Talbina Rabbi Yoni say, that the reason Gufa is, in case his Rebbe finishes before him, he'll not be able to take three steps back. So the nafkamina would be chutz dalal amas, then you won't have this problem. Zog di gemara v'tanya Rabbi Leza oimer. Ha-mispal l'achoy r'raboy. So this is all kasha on Rabbi Yirmi, how do you daven behind Rav? And the braisa continues, v'tanya Rabbi Leza oimer, ha-mispal l'achoy r'raboy, if someone daven behind his Rebbe. If someone greets his Rebbe like a regular person, Zok Rashi, he doesn't say Shalom Lecho Rebbe. And likewise, when he answers his Rebbe back, he doesn't say, the Rif take, the others take this out over here, the Gersa. But on Koponim, the ones that are Gerisit is a Machze Shalom L'Rabboi, meaning he's Machze in the same oifen. He doesn't say Alechem Shalom Rebbe. Acholik Ashivos Rabbi means that he, the Rishonim explained, the Shita brings, B'Shem Rabbi Magash, that he opens his own yeshiva, even though his Rebbe has his yeshiva. So to speak, taking away his prayer from the yeshiva of his Rebbe. Competition yeshiva. Or he says over something, implying as if it's his Rebbe saying it. But he never heard it from his Rebbe. So he's making it sound as if this is a member from his Rebbe, and his Rebbe never said this. So it's a shmua that's not b'shmoy, but not at all his. So that's also something that should not be done. All these things is goyrem l'shchina shetztalik mi'Yisrael. So back to the kasha. How did Rabbi Yirmi daven behind Rav, his Rebbe? He's goyrem l'shchina shetztalik mi'Yisrael. And for the Gemara, shayni Rabbi Yirmi ba'aba the Talmud chover have. Rabbi Yirmi ba'aba wasn't just a regular Talmud. He was a Talmud chover. He was not totally up to, in par with his Rebbe, but he wasn't a regular Talmud. He was a Talmud chover. So in such a case, he could daven machir rabbi. Behind it, the komale Rabbi Yirmi ba'aba l'rav. Like, now we understand what pshat Rabbi Yirmi ba'aba told Rav, mi badalt, meaning after this maisa, when he daven shall Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, he daven be'oid yoim after plaga mincha, he daven Shabbos davening. So Rabbi Yirmi asked him, mi badalt, were you mavdil yourself from doing melacha? Meaning, did you accept upon yourself not to do melacha? Meaning, you mekabel Shabbos? Omele in, bedilna. I was mekabel. V'loy omar mi bedil mar. And Rabbi Yirmi did not say mi bodil mar in a respectful way as if he's talking to his Rebbe because he was taka talmud chover. So he didn't have to say mi bodil mar. Frek di gemore. Umi bodil. Frek di gemore umi bodil, meaning where
It's mashma in the Gemara, if you mekabel, if you mitzpalel shel Shabbos miboid yom, you're boiding yourself a melacha. Automatically, it's like a kabbalah that you can't do melacha. Frag the Gemara, umi bodel, is that true? Is that a correct statement that if someone is mekabel Shabbos b'tilosim boid yom, you have to be boidel for melacha? Frag the Gemara, va'omer Rabbi Avin pamachas mitzpalel Rabbi shel Shabbos b'erev Shabbos, Rabbi davened shel Shabbos b'erev Shabbos miboid yom, v'nichlas lemerchatz, and after that tefillah, he went into the bathhouse, v'yotze v'shalom pirkin. And he taught us Pirkin. But he went to the Merchatz. The Merchatz is also on Shabbos. V'adayin loy choshcho, and it was still in Bo'yoyim. So it wasn't a Melocha on Shabbos, it was Bo'yoyim still. But we see after Tefillah, you don't have to be Bo'yoyim in Melocha, even though you're Mekabel Shabbos, but it's still in Bo'yoyim. We see it was Rochitz. Zog di Gemara, Omar Rove, Hahu de nichnas lahaziyah v'koydim gzeira hava. And Rashi explains, like the Gemara on Shabbos says, that there were different time periods. There was a gzeiras balonim. They did not allow to go to Beis HaMerchatz because they were Gzeres Chamin. They were Mechamim on Shabbos. And they said they did it before Shabbos. So they said, you're allowed to be Mazir. So Mazir, they're allowed to. But then people used to be say they were Mazir. But really, it was Chamin Shehuchmu. So again, they made a new Gzera. They did not allow to even be Mazir. So this mice of Merchatz was, he was Nichmas Lazia before the Gzeira, that they asked Lazia. So Mela wasn't Taka Melocha, and that's why La'oilom, when a person is Mispalel Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, you're a Bodl Melocha. It says he went to the Merchatz, that was Lazia before the Gzeira, so that was Taka permissible before the Gzeira, it wasn't a Melocha. Frag the Gemara, Eini, are you telling me that if you're Mekabel, then Be'etzim, it's an Issa Melocha, if you daven? Abaya allowed Rav Dimi Balavoya Likvruye Sali. Likvruye Sali is a type of melocha that Rashi la'ashen oison begofris la'achash ispalo shal Shabbos and Be'er Shabbos. Even though he's daven shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, he allowed him to do this type of melocha which has to do with laundering, his clothing, with gofris, with la'ashen. So how could he do such a thing? The reason why he allowed him to do Malacha, because the whole Kabbalah Shabbos was a toast over there. It was a stammer mistake in Kabbalah. Zog Rashi, because it was a Yom HaMe'unon, so he thought it was nightfall. But afterwards he realized that it's not dark yet. It was Zog HaChama after they thought it was night. So it was the Ganze Kabbalah was betos. So then Avadi allowed to do Malacha. In halacha, that itztaka brought this din legabe kabbalah Shabbos betos, itztaka not a kabbalah, and rewrite just like a kabbalah betos, not a kabbalah. So with shaycha hatorah on a kabbalah Shabbos, as I stated in Prima Gondim Reish Samach Gimel, he brings that if it's shaycha kabbalah betos, so shaycha hatorah on a kabbalah. I'll compare him, but it's negay halacha lemaisa if someone even without davening, he's mekabel Shabbos in the summer early. And he's in shul, and he's davening l'chunerano, l'chadoidi. And then he realized he didn't daven mincha yet. So it's not like he davened ma'ariv. It's even less than that. He didn't do a ma'isad look in there, or it's a man, or he didn't even daven tefillah zaharis yet. But he's a ma'isad mekabel Shabbos. So that's a kabbalah betos. I didn't realize he didn't daven mincha yet, so he doesn't want to stop daven two ma'arivs, ashlama. That goes into the get of kabbalah betos. Ein bepoiskim legabredin of kabbalah betos. Akoponim, zog di gemore v'tu'usa mihodro. And if a person was mekabel betos, you can retract from the whole Kabbalah. Avidin said the following: Pam achas niskashru shemayim ba'ovim. It turned all cloudy because svurim ha'om loy machashecha, and people thought it was dark. It was Shabbos. V'nichzul lebeis haknesses, and they went into shul v'ispalu shemotze Shabbos. This is talking about on Shabbos. They went into shul thinking it's ready motze Shabbos. They daven motze Shabbos b'Shabbos, and then after they finished davening ma'ariv on motze Shabbos, they went outside of David Shul to go home. They saw it's midday still. It's the daylight still. The sun came out again. He said, that once you davened already. Which means, Dr. Rashi, that you don't have to daven again Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos. So we see it's a Ma'aseh Tefillah. Now, even though he didn't allow him to do Melocha, it's daytime. No one's going to say allowed to do Melocha Shabbos in the daytime. That's poshut that Vibalti said that it's a ma'aseh tefillah, enough to do tefillah again. So hu adin, when it comes now to Erev Shabbos, even though it might have been a tos, but since you did a ma'aseh tefillah, the tefillah is a ma'aseh tefillah, and if it's a tefillah, then hua, then it's a kabbalah le'inyan that you can't do malacha. So ibezoy had the kosher leduchta. How did he allow a kabbalah betos likvuye sala? What kind of teretz is it? Was a kabbalah betos? If you mispalel, you mispalel. Just like on Motzah Shabbos, the tefillah is chal. How about you can't do malacha Motzah Shabbos? But the tefillah is chal. So on Friday, the tefillah should be chal. And if the tefillah is chal, then it should be also be malacha. On Friday, chod should be also be malacha.
Avdem entered the Gemara, shayni tzibu, the loy matrichinen lehu.
But by a tzibu, we're not matriach you to daven again. Is it bazun redim by a tzibur? By a tzibur, taka, we're not matriach you to daven again? Let's go by the tzibur dikadin.
Tosis says, shani tzibur, different gesoris over here, but Tosis is learning that afkav lelot hazman, even though it's really not this man, but lemaisa, it's not this man yet, but also basiyas malacha. Once you mispal already, your tzibur is mispal, so then it's also basiyas malacha, even though it was a kabbalah betos. Lemaisa, by a tzibur, shani tzibur, they're not matriach you, so mele, that's why the tefillah would be a maisa tefillah, and who had then, so Tosis legabi is asiyas malacha.
Others learn the Gemara's teretz differently. Shaini tzibur de loy matachinen lehu, meaning that a tzibur is different. Lo'olam kabbalah Shabbos betos is not a kabbalah. And taki allowed to do malacha. Just by a tzibur, we're not matzriach you to daven again, because a tichlit tzibur, it's a din and tichlit tzibur, a shaini tzibur de loy matachinen lehu. But lo'olam kabbalah betos is not a kabbalah, and a takamuta be malacha. Just when it comes to davening again, by a tzibur, we're not machayiv you to daven again, because of a tichlit tzibur.
Zog die Gemara. Omer Reb Chia Bar Avin Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos Rav Davind Shal Shabbos on Friday Be'er Shabbos in the daytime. Reb Yeshia Matzi Shal Motze Shabbos B'Shabbos He Davind Motze Shabbos meaning Shabbos in Nacht He Davind Shabbos Motze Shabbos Dike Tfila on Shabbos. Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos Zog die Gemara. Oime Kedush Alakoyz Oye Noime Kedush Alakoyz. Even if you Davind Shabbos, shall Shabbos be'er of Shabbos, meaning me ba'oid yom after plag, you can daven ready Friday night the tefillah. Could you also make kiddush ala kois or not? That's a new kashin of Gemara. And what's the suffix of a kiddush? Why should kiddush ala kois be different? So the Pnei Yeshua and others explain that kiddush might be different. That which we allow you to do tefillah, because tefillah is the rabbonon, especially Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is the Meshuskar. So if that's the case, it's only legabe tefillah and legabe ma'ariv. So mele yilad dum ba'od yom. Mashenkin kiddush is the raisa. Zochas yom shabbos the kachar is a chel lakois. So beknisosoi. So maybe you taka have to have chashecha. Avdem state that no, it's taka din to sefer shabbos. To sefer shabbos is a din the raisa. So mele it's taka muta even legabe the kiddush alakois. And it would taka help even for kiddush alakois. And state though that the din tosefes is not just on the isurim, which is a whole nidin, if it's also on the dinim of the yoim, not just on the isuri ayoim, you mekabel the isa, you mekabel even the din ayoim, and you take the gemara's poshet, even the gabi kiddush you can make on erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. If you daven shel Shabbos b'erev Shabbos, you even oim a kedush alakoyis. Zog ma tosh ma dom Rav Nachman Mashmul mispalom shel Shabbos b'erev Shabbos, v'oim a kedush alakoyis. The hilchzik avosei that you can make early Shabbos, and not just on the tefillah, even on the Maisa Kiddush. And like we said, Kiddush is the Raisa, Komashlan Tesefes is Taka the Raisa. And the Tesefes is the Raisa, not the Gabbadi Surin, even the Gabbadi Mitzayoim. Zogmo Rabbi Yerbiyeshia Matze Shal Motze Shabbos B'Shabbos, he davens Motze Shabbos. Shabbos and Nacht, he davens Shal Shabbos already. Now, obviously, he didn't do Melocha, it's in daytime still, but he davened the tefillah. So Zogmo Oimer Avdolah Alakois, Ainer Avdolah Kois. Could you say Avdolah? Not the Havdalah that we make with Eish, Avad and Nish Melocha, but the Maisa Havdalah Alakois, even though you have Taka Havdalah and Natech and Antonu, but he wants to know, can you do it Alakois also? Zogma Toshma, Domer Avidom Hashmuel, Mispal Lun Shemotze Shabbos B'Shabbos, Shabbos and Nacht, Motze Shabbos, you can daven already on Shabbos, even though it's not yet Motze Shabbos. But Oima Havdalah Alakois, and it says black and white clearly, you can even say Havdalah Alakois. Omer Rav Zeir, Omer Rav Asher, Omer Belozor, Omer Rav Chanina, Omer Rav. Bitzad Omud Zeh, Spal Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yoisi, Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. On this specific Omud, Rebbe Yoib Shmuel, Rebbe Yoisi, Davin, Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, he davened Friday night, Shabbos, davening early Mibod Yoim. Ki also Ulam Abitzad Tomorrow, Have, it wasn't Bitzad the Omud, it was rather Bitzad the Tomor. V'loi Bitzad Omud Ave, V'loi Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yoisi, Have, it wasn't Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yoisi, but rather El Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Yoisi, Have. Where's a medayik in the two Nekudas, in the person and in the place? V'loi Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, and the third Nekudi was medayik in. It wasn't Shal Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos, it wasn't Friday night's
tefillah of Shabbos that he didn't buy yom. Ela shel moitzei Shabbos b'Shabbos ava. It was the tefillah motzei Shabbos that he did on Shabbos, like we said, yom espalos shel motzei Shabbos b'Shabbos va'oyma avdola ala kois. And both of these can be done. Sai davening early Friday night with the kiddush ala kois, and sai davening motzei Shabbos before night, not the malacha, but saying even avdola on motzei Shabbos before night. Now Tosis over here points out that shel motzei Shabbos b'Shabbos is not so poshut. Yesh loy ma dehocha mayri sheyesh loy tzorich mitzvah lasses b'motzei Shabbos. You're not stam davening b'be'oy yoim on motzei Shabbos. You have a reason to have the tefillah already done, or even the avdola done on motzei Shabbos early b'be'oy yoim. Why? You have a tzorich mitzvah. Kerein aleches lomel tinoik v'lo yeh lo yayin la'avdola im lo yaktim. You're not going to have wine later. So there's a din that's to be moisim mechol lakodesh even in the tefillah state on Tosis, unless it's a tzorich. Aval bechinim loy upshitish loy memagim lahavdul lispalos shemotz Shabbos b'Shabbos. They didn't stop memagim lotzeis. We're talking about mamish b'odyoyim. They gave a melacha osrim chashecha. Aval you can't do melacha yet. So what was this inyan? This inyan was with tzorich mitzvah leches lomul or another reason tzorich mitzvah. That's why they were talking mispal early. The Rivid in Hilchas Tefillah in Paragimel Halacha Zayin, the Rambam, his masik over there in the Rambam, that Tosfos says Ein Roy Las Kain only Tzorich Mitzvah. The Rivid says that Ein Roy Las Kain, we're talking about Be'od Yoyim because you can't say Shema. So that means you're only doing the Tefillah itself. You're not being Soymech Gul Tefillah. So in order not to not be Soymech Gul Tefillah, it's Taka Ein Roy Las Kain. And Lemaisa, there's a yesodistic difference between the Knesset and the Yetzir. Davening early, so it's a Kiyam Din of Tosefes Shabbos. I'm being Mekabel Shabbos early, I'm being Mekadesh to Kois be Knesosoi. So that Knesosoi, Taka, if it's Din Tosefes Shabbos, is something that you can do early. But Havdalah is not a Din of Tosefes. Fakert, you're davening early. So it's a whole different word. It's be Knesosoi, be Tziosoi, to the Rambam. So it is you mavdil ala koish, just like b'knisosi mekadesh. You there's an inyan already from plaga mincha that you can be tziyosa ala koish. But upon him that midin tesefes, there's no tesefes of fakir. You're not doing tesefes. You're going early. So lemaisa be'etzem it's a dover tamua mi ba'oid yoim. We're not talking about davening 45 minutes after shkia, a late ma'ariv or a later ma'ariv. We're talking about Miba Oyoim, so that the Mishabura in Reish Tzadik Gimel says it's a Dovah Temua, not to do something where your mamish can't do Malacha, it's Be'emtza Yoim to Daven, even though Medina de Gemara, that's Taka only Mutal Tzorich Mitzvah, when there's an Inyan. But Stamazoi, we're not Mispalel until we can Taka do Malacha. At least after Ma'ariv, you should be able to do Malacha. Zog de Gemara weiter, Tfilas Erev Ein Loi Kva. Tfilas Erev Ein Loi Kva. Ma'ariv has no Kva. Zog demo, what does that mean? My enle kva ile midi boy matzli kulalel yo. If it means you can have a marv the whole night, listen it tfilas erev kulalela, let's say that tfilas erev is the whole night. Ela my enle kva, zog demo, kumadoma tfilas erev is reshus. Tfilas erev is reshus. And which means that klape a mitzvah veres, it's a reshus and you should do a mitzvah veres. We'll see it soon in Tosis. But that's what it means, tfilas erev is reshus. Domer abido mashmul, tfilas erev is. Now, the halacha, the fact that it's reshus, is bein leman de omar keneged karbonis tiknum. So the truth is that the karbonis of the evarim and pedorim is not a mitzvah to be ma'achal them. It's only shalei nisachlu. Those that were nisachal, there's a mitzvah called alayla. So it's not a mitzvah be'etzim. It's only, not a mitzvah chiyubis. It's those that weren't burnt. So then you do it. You burn it. So that's why it's kain, that it's like a reshus. And connected obvious, like we said before, Yaakov, mokim shespalo avoysev, lo yespalo, so it's like a reshustika tefillah. And especially if Yaakov did it, takami bo'idyom, like they said before. So the whole ma'ariv v'alayla, or the ma'ariv, others say, the ma'ariv is a reshus in both oifanim, psychobonus, it has a reshus aspect in it. Now, even though it's a reshus, the ma'ase were mekabel on ourselves like a choiva. So what does that mean? Avdem zok toises, lav dafka reshus. Halokh divayim reshus, lav dafka reshus. El kapish le'el. Meaning, that if you have a mitzvah veres, so then you can be mevatel meyer for that. That's Shitas Tosis over here, and like you said earlier, Lemaisa Tosis in Shabbos Daftes says that the din of Tfilas Arvis Reshus is even connected another mitzvah that's not Averis. So how do you coincide the two Tosin? So the Achronim want to say, even though Tosin over here says only for mitzvah Averis, and Tosin Shabbos says even mitzvah ain't Averis, that the Mechalik, that the Tosin Shabbos and Tosin over here are talking about different cases. Meaning, when you already started the other mitzvah, so then even if that mitzvah is not a mitzvah Averis, You don't have to daven ma'ariv, you mevatel ma'ariv for that mitzvah, you already started it, even though it's not a veris the mitzvah. Mashengen, if you did not start another mitzvah yet, that's our toises, so then taka ma'ariv is only in his battle for a mitzvah veris. If you started a mitzvah, then even mitzvah she'ein veris, once you started that mitzvah, tfilas avis v'shus klape that. If you did not start the other mitzvah, then ma'ariv is only v'shus klape a mitzvah veris. That's how the achoyin mam yashiv, the two toises. Now the Gemara says the famous ma'isim Gamliel and Rabbi Shua, that was the big machlokes that started about with the tefillas aris reshus achoyva. Zok the Gemara Tana Rabbanon. Ma'aseh b'talmid echad shebo lifnei Rabbi Shua. Talmud came in front of Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua before said that tefillas aris reshus. Omaleini asked him tefillas aris reshus achoyva. Is it reshus or achoyva? Omalei reshus. Bo lifnei Rabbi Gamliel. He came to him Gamliel. The nasi. Omalei tefillas aris reshus achoyva. Is it reshus or achoyva? Omalei achoyva. He said it's achoyva. Omalei. So the Talmud told him Gamliel. V'aloi Rabbi Shua. Omalei reshus. Rabbi Shua told me to reshus. Omalei hamtein. So Gamliel told his Talmud, wait, at sheichnusu bali treisin, until the Talmid Chachomim will enter the Beis Medrash, and then I'll ask them and I'll pose this question that you're asking, if Ma'ariv is reshus achoyva, at sheichnusu bali treisin lebeis ha-medrash, kshenichnusu bali treisin, omad ha-shoyel v'shoal. So Gamliel pointed him and he motioned him, he said, now ask your question. Shal ben ishal. Omad ha-shoyel v'shoal, and he asked, Tfilas Aviz Rishus Achoyva publicly. He asked this question in the Beis Medrash when everyone was there. Omaleisam Gamliel answered, Choyva, it's an obligation. Omaleisam Gamliel, Chachomim Gamliel turned to the Balei Treisin, to the Talmid Chachomim. Klum Yesh Odom, Shecholik B'Dovah Zeh. Is anyone arguing on me on this point? If Tfilas Aviz is a Choyva or not? Omalei Rabbi Shua Lav. Rabbi Shua, lo and behold, Rabbi Shua, the Baplukta, said, no one argues. Mishm Kvoidoi. Omalei, so Gamliel turned to him, V'aloi mishimcha omruli, they told me in your name, Reshus. Omalei Yeshua, amoy daraglecha. So Gamliel reprimanded Rabbi Yeshua, he called him Yeshua, and he says, stand on your feet, V'yidu b'cha, and they'll testify against you. Omad Rabbi Yeshua al raglov, V'omar, and Rabbi Yeshua stood and he said, you're right, I'm in choyza, I said so. Why? Ilmola nichai, if I'm alive, who mays, and the person that's testifying against me is not alive, so yochal chai lakasha mays, I can deny it. I say, no, I never said it. V'achshav shanichai v'uchai, he's alive and I'm alive. Ha'eich yochal chai lakasha chai, I can't be makrish chai. He's saying straight out to me that I said reshus, I can't deny that. Zog digomorah hirim gamliel yoshev v'derish, Gamliel was dashing that all day, v'reb shu oim v'raglov, v'reb shu stood standing, at shirinu kol ha'om, the Talmid Chomim were meranin after Gamliel. How do you make a Beshua stand like this? You mevazim in a zaway. V'omru lechutzbitz at Turgamen. And Gamliel's drasha was translated through the Turgamen. So they told chutzbitz at Turgamen, amoid, stop. V'omad. And they said, Amri, at kamen etzare v'nezel. How much longer are we gonna allow the tzare that Gamliel is causing to Rabbi Shuel? B'rosh Hashanah ishtake tzare. This past Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Gamliel was mitzare him. And what took place over there, like the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, that he made a gzeir on him, goyz an ilecha, that you should come, there was a machloikas, legabe kabbalas edus achoydish, kiddush achoydish, if the rias levona took place only in the day and not at night. The Rabbi Gamliel accepted that as a kiddush, as a hagodas edus, to mekadosh the choydish, and Rabbi Shua held no, you have to see it balaylo, but yoyim is not called the ma'aseriya. So you had to be ma'aber, and it was only Rosh Hashanah was the next day. Then afkamina was, Yom Kippur, is it 10 days later or not? It depends when Rosh Hashanah was, when Yom Kippur was. So Rabbi Gamliel was machriach him, he forced him to come, b'makloi u'v'ma'oisov, on his Yom Kippur, on his cheshbon of Yom Kippur, to show that it's weekday, according to Rabbi Gamliel, but according to Rabbi Shua, it's Yom Kippur. And he made Rabbi Shua be over the Issa Itza on his Yom Kippur, because the halacha Rabbi Gamliel held was like him. So he made him come, he was mitzayr him. So why is that called itzayre b'Rosh Hashanah? Explains the Mashah over there, I think, because the tzar came about because of the machlekes of the Rosh Hashanah, legabe the kiddush achodesh din of Rosh Hashanah, if you mekabel the edus of the riyas alavon or not. So it's tzayre b'Rosh Hashanah, with the result being that he had to force him to do a melacha on his Yom Kippur. So that's one side that he did. And vayte zok the Gemara, Bepchoyres b'maisid Reb Tzodik Tzairei. Meaning, besides he's Mitzayim b'Roshona Ishtaket, he was also Mitzayim b'Pchoyres b'maisid Reb Tzodik. Over there, the Gemara describes in Bechoyres, there was a machlegzim Gemil Rabbi Shua, if you have to be choshed that the Talmud Chochem is Matl Mum b'Bechor, because is he choshed on that or not? To be Matl Mum in order to be Makavit. So Rabbi Shua held he's not choshed, and Gemil held he was. And same thing, he made him stand the whole day, Amad Araglecha, and the Gemil dashant, so he was Mitzayim as the Maisid b'Bechoyres. He was Mitzayim b'Beis Reb Tzodik Tzayrei. So Gemara, Hocha Nami Tzayrei. Now again, it's being Mitzayim with the sugi of Tfilis Arvis Rishus Achoyva. Tov and Avrei, let's remove and depose, so to speak, Gamliel from being the Nasi. So Gemara, Ma Noikim Lei, who should we put in his place? Nokmel Rebbe Shua, if we're going to put Rebbe Shua in his place, he should be the Nasi, Baal Maisehu. He's the Baal Maiseh. They'll say that the number one would be a Gevaldik Tzazak Rashi from Gamliel, the person itself, and they'll say that this whole thing came about for him to take over that Shtela. He's the Baal Maiseh, it's too much Negebedover. Nokmel Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva, Zogimor, no. Dilma Onishle, the less is Chusovis. Rebbe Kiva was a Ben Gerim, so mainly he doesn't have Chusovis. He'll be too much of a Sakona. He'll be Nenash in having this Shtela. There's too many Achraisen that it could be easily Nenash because he doesn't have Chusovis to protect him. Elo Nukman Rebbe Lozman Azariah. Rebbe Lozman Azariah, what was the mile in him? Du Chochem, Vu Oshil, Vu Asiri Le'ezra. So he had Chusovis, who chacham the makshalei mefarklei. If they ask him, he'll be able to answer. Vu oshil this lefluch lebe keso afu ozel folach to able to go and to be able to bring gifts and to the keso to convince him for a tzarech shah, he's able to afford it himself also. Afu ozel folach vu asir leezra the islei schus avois v'lematz onishlei. So what happened? They told him about this stella that they want to offer him to become the Nasi. So they told him, Nichale Lamal, the Lahavaresh Mesifta, Omaluhu, Ezel, the Imlech, the Incha Basi. Let me go ask my wife first. Can't accept this stella without asking my wife. Zogdi Umoga, Ozal, he went. The Amlech Bedevis, when he asked his wife, Omrole, she told him, we'll finish this, the Maisov in the Tapich of Chesem and Aleph, Dilma Ma'abrin Loch. She said, you know, the same way Reb Gamliel, they were ma'ava, so by you, they might be ma'ava you too. Don't get into something that they might fire you. Oh my Lord, so Belozim and Azariah told his wife, L'shtamish incha yoyim echadah because of the moichol l'mocha litba. It's g'day to utilize an expensive glass cup made out of crystal for one day, even if tomorrow it's going to break. At least I had enough from it today. So the Ayaz Dvash, Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, he explains in his drushes, based on the Yerushalmi and Hurrius, that in the statement in Yerushalmi, that Nesias is Mechaper on Avoinus. So he wanted a Kabbalah of Avoinus one day at least. Or they say because he wanted to be Maimit Torah for one day, the mile of the Nesias Hakoponim, it was Kedai for one day. Omra Leis, so she told him, Leis lo Chivriso, you have no white hairs in your beard. So how could you be a Zogd Rashi, Venoy le Dashan li Yazokan? Zogd Gemara, how are you about Tamnes Rei Shonei Havi was 18 years old, Yisrachish le Nisa Nestok place, Vahadrele Tamnes Sarid Dori Chivriso, and 18 rows of zikna strands or rows of in the beard were turned into white. That's what the Blozim and Azariah said, and it was on that day. Rashi and David Bey says in the Mishnah over there of Loizachisish Tomitzis Mitzrayim Baleilois, that took place on that day when he became the Nasi. So Hainet Komal Rabbi Mazayi, he said, Hareini keben Shivim Shona, I'm like Ben Shivim Shona. Veloy Ben Shivim Shona, but he wasn't really Ben Shivim. He was only like Ben Shivim because of the nest that took place that his hair turned white. We'll stop over here, the top of Chav Chesam and Aleph, by this Maisa that the Belozim Nazaya took the Shtela after Rabbi Gamliel.